Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the 26th of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is The History of the Rosary. The Rosary is an ancient Christian prayer form in which a string of beads is used to help the person praying. It is grounded in the mystery of Christ and brings to mind episodes from his life, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. The origin of the rosary is not clear. The use of prayer beads and the repeated saying of prayers to aid in meditation stem from the earliest days of the Church. There is some evidence that in the Middle Ages, strings of beads were used to count Our Fathers and Hail Marys. The spread of the rosary using the Hail Mary is attributed to the preaching of St. Dominic in the 13th century. To reflect on the mystery of Christ, 50 Hail Marys are recited in a soft voice. The 50 Hail Marys are broken up into five groups of 10, called decades. Other prayers mark the beginning and the end of each decade. In the next session, we provide instructions on how you can say the rosary, either by yourself or with others. As a prayer form, the rosary can be likened to Zen meditation in leading to a deep state of peace. Saying the rosary is open to everyone, and once the prayers are learnt, that is all you need to begin. There are no complicated or difficult meditation techniques. Saying the rosary is something everyone can do. It is truly a gift from God to His people. The Rosary, the mystery of Christ, and prayers for different days of the week. On different days of the week, different episodes from the mystery of Christ form the background for reflection while the Hail Marys are being recited. There are 20 stories or mysteries in total, and they are divided into four groups, called the Joyful Mysteries, the Mysteries of Light, the Sorrowful Mysteries, and the Glorious Mysteries. Each story or mystery is associated with a decade of the Rosary. The Joyful Mysteries are reflected upon Mondays and Saturdays. The episodes in the Joyful Mysteries are taken from the first two chapters of the Gospel of Luke. The first Joyful Mystery is the Annunciation, when the angel announced to Mary that she was to be the mother of Jesus. See Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The second Joyful Mystery is the Visitation, when the pregnant Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth. See Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. The third Joyful Mystery is the birth of Jesus. See Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. The fourth Joyful Mystery is the Presentation of Jesus. See Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 38. The fifth Joyful Mystery is the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. See Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 50. The Mysteries of Light are reflected upon Thursdays. The first of the Mysteries of Light is Christ's baptism in the Jordan. See Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. The second of the Mysteries of Light is Christ's self-revelation at the marriage of Cana, where Jesus turned water into wine. See John chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. The third of the Mysteries of Light is Christ's proclamation of the kingdom of God with his call to conversion. See Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 22. The fourth of the Mysteries of Light is Christ's transfiguration. See Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 8. The fifth of the Mysteries of Light is Christ's institution of the Eucharist. See Luke chapter 22, verses 19 to 20. The Sorrowful Mysteries are reflected upon Tuesdays and Fridays. The first Sorrowful Mystery is the Agony in the Garden. See Luke chapter 22, verses 35 to 46. The second Sorrowful Mystery is the Scourging at the Pillar, when Jesus was whipped. See John chapter 19, verse 1. The third Sorrowful Mystery is the Crowning with Thorns. See Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 to 31. The fourth Sorrowful Mystery is the Carrying of the Cross. See John chapter 19, verse 17. The fifth Sorrowful Mystery is the Crucifixion. See John chapter 19, verses 18 to 37. The Glorious Mysteries are reflected upon on Wednesdays and Sundays. The first of the glorious mysteries is the resurrection. See Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. The second of the glorious mysteries is the ascension. See Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53. The third of the glorious mysteries is the descent of the Holy Spirit, the Pentecost event. See Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. The fourth of the glorious mysteries is the Assumption of Mary. This article of faith is a direct consequence of the fact that Jesus is the Son of God and that Mary gave birth to Jesus. The fifth of the glorious mysteries is the coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven. This article of faith honors the Mother of Jesus as the first among all of the saints of God. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question 1. If you have not already got a set of rosary beads, spend a little time working out who you might ask with regard to obtaining a set for your prayer. Question 2. Saying the rosary every day can transform your life. As the saying goes, it won't happen overnight, but it will happen. Think about a time each day that you might like to set aside to pray the rosary. And question 3. Begin praying by saying 10 Hail Marys. If you do not have beads, use your fingers to keep count. A film on DVD that might help to explore the rosary is The Miracle Maker. Made in 2000, this film was directed by Derek W. Hayes and stars Ralph Fiennes. When the rosary became a popular prayer, there were paintings and stained glass windows in the cathedrals and churches to help people know what they were praying about. Nowadays, we also have Jesus films, which bring the mysteries to life. A gentle and simple way of bringing some of these mysteries to people who pray the rosary is looking at the animation film The Miracle Maker. For the joyful mysteries, there are two-dimensional sketches of Mary's experience with Jesus, Annunciation, birth, the loss of Jesus in the temple. For the sorrowful mysteries, there are scenes of the Passion and Crucifixion that have been designed for younger audiences, but which we can all appreciate. We conclude this session with one of the prayers of the Rosary, the Glory Be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.